USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Pence attend a ceremony to honor the newly confirmed Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility. On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations.
A day after former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies on Capitol Hill about Russia's election interference in 2016, Senator and presidential candidate Democrat Amy Klobuchar is urging Republican leader Mitch McConnell to take up her election security bill.
I've been gut punched by the White House on this bipartisan bill with James Langford of Oklahoma, who I was texting today. I'm like, we can move on this now, which basically says, let's have backup paper ballots if you're going to get any federal election money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in a New York City jail. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Corrections officials at a jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges.
North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan, the first such test since a meeting last month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Gordon Chang is a columnist with the Daily Beast, and he tells Fox News,
they are violations of UN Security Council resolutions, as were the missiles that were fired off in May by North Korea. And clearly, North Korea thinks it can escalate without cost. And until we start enforcing those resolutions, North Korea will be right.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, Facebook disclosed that the FTC has opened an antitrust probe into the company. The company was also hit with a $5 billion fine, the largest the FTC has ever levied against a tech company for privacy violations. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News Congress may have to weigh in on Facebook.
I don't think you're going to solve this problem with the FTC. Congress is going to have to weigh in on this. I mean, Facebook is no longer a company. It's a country. 2 billion users. It can influence what we think, what we believe, how we vote, what we buy, even how we feel. Their business model is we give up all of our personal information, very valuable, in return for us being able to see what our high school friends had for dinner on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with that as long as people understand what they're giving up. And what I think we need to do is pass a bill that says, number one, you own your data. Number two, you can license it to Facebook. But the licensing has to be knowing, it has to be willful, you have to know what, they have to tell you what they're doing with it. Right now, their terms and conditions are about 8 pages, single-spaced, nobody reads it. You could hide a dead body in there, nobody would ever find it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.